Hello, listeners. Welcome back to the Mindful Teacher Podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about the topic of teacher strikes. Now, this is definitely not a topic that is one I like to talk about because it's really the opposite of the essence of being mindful. However, I spent the last 2 years working at Denver Public Schools, and this year I had the opportunity to move into a neighboring district, and I took that opportunity. But the idea now that they are getting ready to go on strike resonated with me a lot because I heard a lot about what was going on last year in preparation for this strike, and it really impacts all the teachers in Colorado, and it impacts the teachers all over the United States. So if you haven't tuned into what's happening around the nation with the strikes, I would invite you to take the opportunity now to kind of tune in and figure out how it might impact you in your current job. So one of the things that makes the Denver Public Schools strike unique is that the Denver Public Schools was one of the first ones to implement a pro-comp pay-for-performance system, which is definitely one of the more debatable and hot topics among teachers and unions across the United States. So basically, Denver went to this performance-based pay, and they have the union and the teachers have decided that they don't want that anymore. They want to go back to a traditional step and lanes format of pay, and it's really just turned into a mess. So basically, teachers are continuously always given the bad rap of they make so much money and they get the summers off, you know, the rhetoric, blah, 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 blah. However, we know the reality of it is that we don't get the summers off and we don't get the weekends off, and we're working many more hours than 40 hours a week. And no one in the education field works for 40 hours a week. That's silly. So the reason that I'm going to talk about this topic today is because the idea of mindfulness and implementing the mindful techniques in your classroom and with your students and with your coworkers is really important because there are always increasing demands coming from the state that you live in, the district that you work in, the principals that you work for, and the bottom line is that there isn't a lot of extra pay. I know from experience, I worked in Illinois for 17 years as a teacher, and I actually took a pay cut coming to Denver, and Colorado ranks 27th nationally for their per pupil spending, and on top of that, they are ranked somewhere around 49th for teacher pay. And if you are not familiar with Colorado or Denver, it is one of the fastest growing cities and one of the most expensive cities on the rise in the nation. So I know from experience working with a brand new out of school teacher last year that she was making her whatever it is, $40,000 or the pitiful amount that they pay these first-year teachers. And then she's working in a low-income, hard-to-serve school so she can get that extra pay that is part of the Denver Public School Pro Plan. And basically, she said after she pays all of her bills and she didn't do anything for her, like socializing, that didn't even include a haircut, she was already in the negative every single month because the cost of living in Denver is outrageous. So what's happened in Colorado, which makes it different than maybe a place like LA where they just went on strike, is that because the cost of living in LA has always been astronomical. But in Denver, the cost of living has doubled and tripled in the last decade. And the teacher pay has not stayed with that pace. So you have brand new teachers making $40,000, and the cheapest apartment you can get in Denver that is a studio apartment is probably $950. So that doesn't even count towards teachers that maybe want to actually buy a house, because you can't do that for under $400,000 either. And there's just no way for these teachers to be able to live with integrity at this horrific pay. So when you look at the kind of raise that they're asking for, it might seem like a lot to people, but maybe what they don't realize is how stagnant the pay for Colorado teachers has been in relation to the cost of living. And I'll just use my personal story. When I was in, I have two master's degrees and I've been teaching for 18 years and I'm almost done with my doctorate. So if you're familiar with the way that pay works, you know, I'm all the way over on the pay scale and I'm pretty far down. So when I was in Illinois, I was making around $72,000, which is a very, you know, fair income. However, when I came to Denver, I was making a little bit less than that, which seems like, oh, well, that's still pretty good. But my house in Illinois costs $250,000 and my house in Denver costs $500,000. So literally double the cost. So if you do the math there, then all of a sudden making $70,000 a year in Denver doesn't seem like a lot of money, because you have to pay so much to live here. And it isn't just the housing that's expensive. The car insurance was more than what it was in Illinois. The health insurance, the way that the district, their way that they pay for the health insurance, was they didn't cover nearly as much as what I got paid for in Illinois. And the insurance isn't as good. So we weren't even offered a PPO. It's just HMO, and or you would take an HSA account where you're paying out of pocket for almost everything and then having to use your HSA account and meet your very high deductible before anything is covered. So in Illinois, we had very low deductibles and we could pick our doctors, and it wasn't like that at all. So not only is it your cost of living that goes up, it's the insurance, it's the overall everything that is gone up as a result of the fact that Denver has grown so quickly and it's grown with high-paying jobs. So teaching is not one of those professions. As we know, if you are a recent graduate or if you're like me that has had two master's degree and a doctorate, we're all saddled with student loans. I don't know one teacher, new or old, that doesn't have some sort of student loan that they're repaying. So on top of all of this, there's no student loan forgiveness at all going on in the United States. I know with Denver, they would give us $1,000 a year, which is better than what a lot of districts do. But as you, that for me, that's two student loan payments. Or if you're trying to go to school, that doesn't even cover one class. So the idea that we have this huge district going on strike, and LA just went on strike, and really, what is the bottom line? What does it all mean? You know, some people are like, oh, teachers are spoiled, or you'll hear this, oh, they get paid so much. Well, I guarantee if you've been in the education business as long as I have, that the way it was 10 or 15 years ago are not what schools are today. I mean, when I first started, nobody had cell phones in the classroom. So that wasn't even an issue that you would have to deal with when you were in the classroom as being a distraction or being part of your classroom discipline. And how do you deal with it when, you know, the kids are constantly on their phones? I mean, we didn't have to deal with that 15 years ago. Kids didn't have phones, and they most certainly didn't have smartphones. If they did have a phone, it was one of those, you know, old school ones that maybe slid out and, you know, you'd have to pay per text. So nobody did that. So the bottom line is, with the increasing demands coming from state and overall just the changing dynamics of the students that we're getting in the classroom, it's really ridiculous that we still are paying some teachers $40,000 a year. I mean, that's, nobody can even live on that unless you're working in a very rural school where cost of living is very low. That it's just not realistic. And if you compare what they're paying teachers, you know, people that graduate from college with a four-year degree, teachers in general are really low on that totem pole. On top of that, the increasing prices of colleges and universities have made becoming a teacher really just, it doesn't make sense. Are you going to go to school and accrue $100,000 worth of student loan debt? And that's on a very low $25,000 a year budget for a university. I mean, some are private universities are up like $60,000 a year. So that's pretty conservative. And then you graduate and you're making $40,000. How do you pay back your student loans? And the only people that get student loan forgiveness are the science and math teachers. And then they have to teach in a low-income school that is hard to serve. And most teachers don't make it the 5 years in order to get their loans forgiven because it's such a toxic environment. People just can't survive. So we're setting these young people up for failure. And I'll argue, as a language arts teacher, I don't understand why in the world, when I have to get tested, or all my students get tested, and my park scores or my whatever state scores are analyzed and looked at school-wide, and that judges how I'm doing as a teacher, that why don't my loans get forgiven? So I'll, you know, science and math teachers, yeah, we need them, but that's saying that like their job is more important than mine because they're going to get their student loans forgiven. And I don't think that's right, and I don't think it's true. The bottom line that I am seeing in this toxic environment in schools today with unions, and whether you work for a school with a union or without a union, the bottom line is the ongoing demands and stress of becoming a teacher are outweighing the positives. I mean, in Illinois, I mean, some of you might be saying, well, if she had such a good deal in Illinois, why didn't she stay there? Well, I'll tell you, because the state's going broke. They could no longer guarantee our pension fund. And that's pretty unique because there's some states going through that, but Illinois, their pension system is ranked 49th out of 50 in the nation. So there's enough money right now to pay the teachers that are retiring, but people my age that still have about 20 years to go, we're not going to see that money. I would be shocked if we do. So that's why I moved. But this isn't about me or my story. I just wanted to clarify that. One of the reasons that people stay with education is because of the great pension system that we have. And knowing that once we put in our 30 plus years, that we're going to have a nice retirement income. But it's based on the pension system. It's not based on, 401ks, or teachers don't get a choice on whether or not they want to contribute their money. It's just taken out of our paycheck, 10%. It's just taken out. So it's the idea that possibly we work this whole time and still we don't get our pension is alarming. It's sickening. It's fill in the blank with whatever you want to put it in. And then on top of that, we have, the bad press of teachers this and teachers that with a horrible administration that doesn't, I haven't heard one thing spoken about education since Trump became president. If he talked about education a fourth of what he talked about building this wall, then we might be getting somewhere with additional funding, but that's never going to happen. So what I'm saying is, wherever you are, whether you're here in Colorado or you just got done striking in LA or you live in a place where there's no union, the bottom line is that union or not is not really the issue here. The bottom line is how many young people are going to go into the teaching profession with such horrific low pay and high demands. I mean, we've known in the education world for a long time that probably 1 out of 5 teachers leaves the profession within the first 5 years because of the things that I've been talking about. But the recent strikes that are coming to a head with these gigantic districts just point to one direction. Not only is it the new people that are leaving, it's the people that have been in education that are leaving, people retiring early. And once all these baby boomers retire, which is also a big chunk of folks, there's not going to be enough teachers to cover that. Because financially, emotionally, physically, it doesn't make sense to become a teacher. When do we ever get ahead? When do we ever stop paying, at least, I don't know what you guys pay, but, $100 a month at least on stuff for my classroom. And then, I really liked it, I don't know if it's about 10 years ago or whatever, when the federal government said, teachers can only now get a $250 write-off on their taxes. I mean, what? I don't know one teacher that spends less than $250 a year in their classroom. I don't know one. And I think that it's a horrible travesty what is happening in the education world. Great teachers, amazing teachers, are leaving the profession and are never going to come back. And many talented and gifted young people aren't even going to attempt to go into the teaching field because financially, it doesn't make sense. These kids today, they look at what the cost of college is and they weigh it to what they want to do. And if it doesn't add up, why are you going to go to college and accrue that kind of student loan debt that you're never going to be able to pay back? To be treated like second-class citizens, to not be treated as professionals, it's a recipe for disaster. And the frequency of the strikes, specifically in these big districts, shows how unhappy teachers are across the nation. And I will tell you that having worked in Denver Public Schools for the last 2 years, I know what these teachers are going through. My heart goes out to them. They deserve better pay. They deserve more respect. They deserve to be treated as educators and professionals, unlike how they're currently being treated. And the way that we're paying these teachers, and I don't care where you are, you might think you're making a lot of money. I guarantee, in my opinion, no teacher should work for less than $100,000 with all the things that we have to do today. We're parents, we're social workers, we're therapists, we're teachers. I mean, the lives of children, other people's children, are in our hands every single day. Yet, does our pay equate to that? I'm not the first person, and I won't be the last, to argue teachers are underpaid. I mean, that's been a story that has gone on through, you know, forever. But the advantages of what it used to be a teacher, we used to have parent support. We used to have administrative support. We used to have a pension we could count on. We used to have cheap health care to make up for the fact that, yeah, maybe our pay isn't that great, but look at all our other benefits. And those benefits are slowly disappearing, if not gone already. They're just not there anymore. So wherever you are right now, I want you to think about how you can use your mindful techniques to help yourself when you are starting to feel like, why am I doing this job? I don't get paid enough. My parents don't support me. My administration doesn't support me. Because to be honest, without using mindful techniques and without doing some meditation and some journaling and giving ourselves me time, I don't understand how teachers are going to make it anymore. I don't care if we have summers off or not. It's just not enough. You need the whole summer off just to mentally recoup and get ready for the next school year. And every year brings new challenges. I would challenge anybody to tell me what other kind of profession has those kind of demands and the pay that is $40,000 a year, whatever it is. I mean, it's just horrendous. It's horrific. It's sad. And it's frustrating. So this podcast is dedicated to all those teachers that are keeping up the good fight, to the Denver Public School teachers, to the DCTA that is working hard to serve all of their members and non-members, and hopefully they'll end up getting a fair deal. And I also want you to think about, what role does the union play or not play in your school, and what are they doing for you? How are they helping you, or maybe they're not helping you? I mean, the other big argument is always, you know, dues are expensive. Yeah, they are. But if you have a union that works for you, then it should be a no-brainer on what you need to do. So I'm not sure really what the right answer is, but I know that in my own hearts of hearts, I know that drastic changes are going to have to come to the education system and the way that teachers are paid. Because in 20 years, there won't be anybody left. That's what I believe. And maybe I'm totally wrong, but I don't think that anybody that has a brain in their head and can do math can see how becoming a teacher is going to be able to not only be able to support yourself, but support a family. And a what I mean is live with integrity like a professional should, not living paycheck to paycheck. So with that in mind, I'm signing off for today. I encourage you to follow me on Instagram at Lifetime Literacy. You can comment or email. I'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. www.lifetimeliteracystore.com is my website, or you can email me at lifetimeliteracystore@gmail.com. Check me out on Pinterest, or you can check out Lifetime Literacy on Facebook. and I invite you to share this podcast to anybody that you know that is a teacher or a non-teacher that wonders why are teachers going on strike. Listen to this podcast. Until next time, I am signing off.